This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Is tonight Laylatul Qadr, the 27th night of Ramadan? Whilst it's true that the 27th night of Ramadan is a likely candidate for Laylatul Qadr, it's baffling to see the disproportionate emphasis on it at the expense of other nights. What's even stranger are the oaths I've heard some people taking during their sermons on Fridays, saying this is, I swear by Allah, Laylatul Qadr. In fact, I know some mosques where the guest imam actually flies back home on the 27th night and he leaves behind the local imam to finish leading until Eid, you know, as if to say that Ramadan has ended. Question: if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself was made to forget the exact date of Laylatul Qadr, how can anyone claim certain knowledge of it after him unless they had heard it directly from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? It was hidden for great wisdom to encourage Muslims to work hard in its pursuit, not relying on any specific day. Imam Ibn Hajar, he said, the scholars have differed with regards to the exact date of Laylatul Qadr, stating no less than 40 opinions. Just as they differed with respect to the exact hour of the answered dua on Fridays, they've both been hidden to bring out the best in people with respect to search and hard work. In fact, some scholars have understood from this that it's preferable to not even tell people if you've discovered Laylatul Qadr. Tell them after Eid, but not on the night or at the day after. Whether it's through something people see through wakeful hours or even corroborating dreams, or according to many scholars, it shouldn't be disclosed in Ramadan to keep people motivated. Al-Fakhr al-Razi put it beautifully when he said that Allah has hidden this night for several reasons. The same way that Allah Almighty has veiled certain things within things to keep people encouraged. So he says he's hidden his pleasure within the many acts of worship, so that people continue to exert themselves in all forms of worship. And he's hidden his anger, his displeasure in all sins, so that people stay away from all of them. And he's hidden his wali, his ally amidst the people, so that we respect all people. And he has hidden the answered dua, so that people call upon him all of the time. And he's hidden his greatest name, Ismuhul A'zam, so that they may honor all of his names and use all of his names. And he has hidden the reality of the As-Salatul Wusta, the middle prayer, so that they take care of every prayer. And he's hidden the accepted tawbah, repentance, so that people continue to repent all of the time. And he's hidden the time for death, so that you remain on guard for death. And similarly, he has hidden Laylatul Qadr, so that people may honor every one of the nights of Ramadan. So with this understanding, the believer's motivation will no longer be exclusive to Ramadan or the last 10 nights or even the odd nights. Rather, the hallmark of a believer is consistency all throughout his life, even if he exerts himself or herself during specific seasons of worship. But after all, the marketplace of Jannah is open all throughout Ramadan and all throughout the year and all throughout your life.